Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 10th, 2014. This is Thursday in the fifth week of Lent. In today's reading from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus encounters a young man with a burning question. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus gives a wonderfully rabbinic response. Keep the law, keep the Ten Commandments, obey the law of Moses. The young man counters, I've done all of this for as long as I can remember. And then Mark says a curious thing. He says Jesus looked at the young man and loved him, had compassion for him. And in his compassion and love, Jesus says, there's one thing you need to do. You need to sell all of your possessions and give the money to the poor. And the young man turns away from Jesus. Turns away sorrowfully, according to Mark. And then Mark adds, because he had many possessions. As long as eternal life was a philosophical or theoretical discussion, as long as he and Jesus were bantering about the law of Moses, it was all well and good. But once it becomes a matter of letting go of his things, that was a step that the young man simply could not take. I'm probably not the first to observe that while the young man had many possessions, in a lot of ways, the possessions had the young man. Jesus looks around after the young man leaves and says how difficult it will be for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God. It will be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. In that hyperbolic statement, Jesus really brings home to us how hard it is for those of us who have means and have things to let go of those things. To let go of that money and to trust. We're back to trust again. What does it mean to trust in God? And how does trust in God intersect with our desire for control and security as manifested in the things that we have? Now, I know that for many of the people who will be listening to my words, we are first world Americans, and mostly middle class. By any stretch of the imagination, we are wealthy. And yet, in our country, we constantly feel stressed and that there isn't enough. One person has defined wealth in America as more than what I already have. Isn't that the truth? If I just had more money in the savings account, if I just had my house paid for, if I just had the right kind of clothes or the right kind of car or the latest bit of technology, if I just had that, then maybe I would be wealthy, but really as I am, I'm just getting by. Jesus' words to the rich young man are words that we struggle with. Well, if I sold everything and gave the money to the poor, I would be poor and the poor would still be poor, we protest. Maybe it's not really about what we do with our possessions. Maybe it's about how our possessions possess us. That they give us a false sense of security, or that we invest so much of ourselves in them. It's a hard thing for us to grapple with as first world citizens. It's also difficult, I think, beyond an individual perspective, it's difficult for churches, for groups of followers of Jesus. Constantly seem to be worried about budgets and buildings income and expenses, balance sheets. I wonder how that serves this itinerant rabbi. I wonder how we serve God and Jesus whom God sent. This God of abundance and creation, this Jesus who told rich people to sell all they have. I wonder how the world of the church sits. We who have so much and yet behave as if we have so little. We hold on to our buildings, we hold on to our grounds. Clergy hold on to their compensation packages. And in some ways, we're trying to get through the eye of the needle, aren't we? Well, Peter and the disciples look around after the young man leaves and after Jesus has made his pronouncement about how difficult it is for wealthy people to trust enough to enter the kingdom of God. And Peter says, but we've left everything. We left our nets, we left our boats, we left our jobs, we left our families. If it's that hard, how will there be any hope for any of us? And Jesus says, with humans it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. And so today we wrestle, all these years later, all these centuries later, we wrestle with what it means to be possessed by our possessions. And Jesus calls us to trust in the God who makes all things possible, even threading eyes of needles with camels. Let us pray. O God, you have called us to be your children and have promised that those who suffer with Christ will be heirs with him of your glory. Arm us with such trust in him that we may ask no rest from his demands and have no fear in his service. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.